the Chessie's Wall Group. Called the Chessie's Wall Group. Over the last 20 or 30 years, it's become naturalised. It used to migrate, but now it's here all the time. Well, it used to migrate like the other warblers to Africa and that, but it's become established over here. It winters over here all the time. It's a resident bird now. And very difficult to see. It's very, very elusive, which is why it's got such a loud song, because it's so hidden away. It has this loud song to attract a mate or to say, this is my territory. That's a black cat singing. That's a summer migrant. That's one of the birds that sometimes winter over with us instead of going back to Africa. There's a little bird tucked in under there. I don't know what it is. It's just a mallard. Yeah, tucked in there. That's a chaffinch that's singing. I mean, things common birds like blackbirds were birds of the woodland and the fringes of the woodland, but they found that, finding gardens and things were probably better than their natural habitat. And where they nested on in bushes and things like that, they now nest in sheds or anywhere they can find. They've adapted to life around here. Red kites, going back, 40 or 50 years, probably a bit longer, there's only a few pairs, and they've been reintroduced, and they're thriving. You see them all over the country now. And it's the same with beavers. They were natural to Great Britain, and they've been reintroduced in Scotland and in Devon, and they're doing well.